Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Through, sometimes they don't, seems like they come in late and stuff like that. Is that something that you're aware of? Is that a common issue?
It is a very common issue with that platform. It is not the best platform to use.
I was afraid of that.
Yeah, some people still have it. In the beginning, it worked very efficiently, but now that we actually have dual devices that you can actually have two SIM cards in, like especially iPhones or what have you, people have kind of strayed away.
Yeah.
It's only best now if you have like an Apple Watch paired to your device, or your Samsung, you have a Samsung Watch paired to it. It's great in that aspect. But the digits itself as a dual line, sometimes it functions well, sometimes it doesn't.
Well, I guess that answers my question then. I need to figure something different.
Yeah. The only other thing that I can think of, if it's not functioning properly, you might have to call tech support. They might have to do some type of troubleshooting. Or if not, what we do is we'll just like delete the app and reinstall it. And sometimes that fixes it. Most times it does not, honestly.
All right. All right. Now, I appreciate the info, man. Cool.
Let me get some free T-Mobile advice myself, then.
What the heck is exactly.
This? What is this? What is this? Is this the nerd side? This is fine by me here. But what about this here?
Okay, so that one has 4 gigs of memory. That is not something that I would suggest. That 4 gigs of memory is going to drive you crazy.
Like 4 gigs of actual memory? As
yes,
in,
that's.
Oh, I thought yeah, that was RAM.
That doesn't look like.
It better not.
Could be RAM, but usually.
Yeah, that's what I thought that was RAM. We about to find out. Let me open it up.
Nah. Yeah, go deeper into it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I know nerd stuff. I don't know what the hell all this means. What's the RAM? RAM is temporary. Random access memory. It's temporary memory.
Right.
It's why think see, of, how, see how many processing. Browsers? Yeah, see how many browsers I got open right now? All right, that's RAM.
Okay, that's, that is the RAM. Okay, good. Now I see 4 gigs of RAM up there. All okay.
Right, I'm finna say.
I'm about to say.
I know that's right. 4 gigs.
Going back in time.
2001. All right. Can I replace this? Can I buy this without being too upset, even though I'm barely going to use it?
Yeah, I think that would be fine because it's 64 gigs of capacity, which is good. The 4 gigs of RAM, so you'll have a pretty good processor. Yeah, I think that's pretty good. We don't sell the S, so the S is a different version. We just sell the A21. The S might be specifically for Metro PCS, although we're two companies underneath the same umbrella, we do have different devices.
Got you. So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, the cool thing is, since it's GSM, I could put a
they meant GSM. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Cool. That was Law did the first part of our meeting. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. I have a phone specifically to talk to people in India, and it is a top of the line Galaxy S50 or whatever. I don't know. Whoever it is, somebody got it now. Somebody. Some cleaning man in the hotel or some 17-year-old teenager.
Well, they are definitely thanking you because you can hard reset that bad boy and continue using it.
They are so faking me. Yeah, buddy. It's so cold. And I don't even think it was locked either. So they show enough loving me right now, that's for sure. And I need to, I need it now more than ever because I'm doing some stuff. Blank, 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 blank. And I need it. I need it. Outstanding. All right. Well, welcome, Mr. Darren Smith from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Thank you for joining in. Yes. Welcome, Mr. Darren. If this is your first time being here, this is our morning meeting, private meeting, in which we open up to the public. Oh, go ahead, Mr. Darren.
Oh, I was done speaking.
Oh, okay, appreciate you. Good to hear from you. Now, private meeting that we open up to the public so everyone can steal from us, basically. We realized that while everyone else was hurting, we were making money hand over fist. So we wanted to make sure that all of you can benefit from that. So you're gonna see me literally run this multi-million dollar company and then pass that knowledge on to you. Renita, she said, don't call her a doctor. What's happening?
Thank you so much, Mr. Smith. Mm-hmm. Good morning, everyone. Yes, I invited Darren. He and I are old Army colleagues. He's retired from the military 20 plus years. I forgot how many years Darren did, 23, 24. But we were military colleagues and just great friends. And so I told him about you and your company, everyone that I've had a pleasure to work with so far. And he was excited. So he's on the call.
Well, good stuff.
I was very excited. He understated that.
My bad. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, were you OCS, NCS?
Oh, you mean officer commissioned or non-commissioned?
I'm asking you, which one were you?
Oh, there's only one. That's commission. I mean, I'm sorry, non-commissioned.
You ain't lying, though. He's the backbone of the Army. He was a real.
Absolutely. I'm sorry, excuse me for interrupting. I actually spent 29 years and I don't know, a couple of odd months in the military.
All right then. All right. So you got the E8, E9?
I retired as a first sergeant, which is an E8. Same thing as a master sergeant, but you know, we we always like to say first sergeant, put a little more prestige on it.
You understand. Yeah, first sergeant typically has a whole comp. Well, anywho, I don't want to confuse y'all too much. But shout out. We got a few veterans on here. Got a few veterans. I finished as the E5. So when he said it's only one, that's too funny, because that's exactly what I would have said. It's only one. Them officers, they don't know nothing. They don't know nothing at all.
Thank all of you for your service.
Thank you so much.
No problem. It's either that or go to jail.
I understand. Now, of course, I bet Renita was like Lieutenant Colonel or something.
Wow, Mr. Smith. I'm calling you Mr. Smith for the next month. No, sir. I was a master sergeant. Non-commissioned officer. We rule the army.
That's it.
But I love you anyway, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, that's it. Good deal. So we got these is real soldiers on the call, y'all. Yes. Jerome, you finished E7? You finished E7, didn't you?
Yeah, sergeant first class.
Yes. Sergeant first class. Yes, I'm the young buck. You just E5 for me. Just E5.
You be all right.
Yeah. You know, primary leadership development course by the skin of my chin. Yeah, no, I actually maxed out all that stuff. So yeah, definitely. Good stuff. Well, shout out to all of you. Got a lot to cover. Well, Tyrell, you were in. What branch were you in?
I was United States Air Force. We worked smarter, not harder.
Civilians in blue is what we call them. Yes.
A fly boy. He was a fly boy.
Yeah. But let me tell you, though, if I had a chance to do it all over again, I was in Air Force.
The living qualities is a lot different.
Man, everything is different. But I used to do, so you guys, are you familiar with ETAC? You know what I'm talking about? All right, let me describe what they did. So I was, just for people who don't know, I was military intelligence. I was an intelligence analyst, and then I morphed into something different, which we will not talk about, cannot talk about. Just know that, so my GT score was a 140 something, so they, you know, blah, blah, blah. And me and some Air Force guys were 70 clicks behind enemy lines doing what you call long distance radar. Anybody know what I'm talking about? All right, so Jerome know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So you have scouts and then you have super scouts that give even the intel to scouts, you know. Anyway.
Think about Mission Impossible. If you get caught, they don't know you.
Absolutely not. Our life expectancy was, I think they said 6 seconds or something like that. If we got 6 seconds life expectancy. So fun to talk about. But wow. You know, when you got the enemy peeing over your shoulder and you in some shrubs, getting eaten by chiggers, which is the real thing. Y'all never want that to happen. But and then of course, I even got basically. So what was supposed to happen to me was when I got out, I was supposed to go straight to the FBI. When I got out, it made sense. You use a secret agent in the Army, then you go become a secret agent in the FBI. But then what did I go do, Steve? Went go chase a girl. And then there is how all stories are written. That's how all stories are written. And then there you have it. But, you know, worked out well for me. So shout out to all of you. Yes. Ashley, you ain't lying. No doubt. All right, lot to do today. Let's talk about MEXIT for a second. MEXIT is the middle class exit system thing I named, made up. Riding the energy of Brexit and Texit and everything else, right? You know, just riding that energy, middle class exit. It is our major conference, but it's more, for me, it's more of a developers conference. It is in May, I forget what day, May 14th to 15th. Right now, it is for sale for $45. You can get a ticket if you want. Y'all can put out there. That's not what I want to talk about today. I just want to let you know
that you do not want to miss Mexit, because I just keep inventing stuff. There are some problems that I am fixing with society, and I am fixing those well. If you're new here, I am a businessman. I'm also a speaker, a bunch of stuff, but what I really am is also a programmer. So I just sit back inventing stuff all day long. You just ask the team, they'll tell you. All I do is just sit back inventing stuff. Well, I've invented 1, 2, 3 different major disrupting things. One of them I let y'all see, a developer. One of them I let y'all see, Vibin. So expect, you know, Vibin is already hot and it's just gonna get better and better. You'll see a lot of that stuff in May. I'll do live videos by the end, who knows? But nevertheless, what I wanna tell you is, if there's ever been a time for you to be first to something disruptive, now is the time, okay? If you, just hit this and then go. If you, all right, let me say it this way. All you CEOs need to be in the flow of money. Let's do it that way. I think everybody understands it this way. Most CEOs are not in the flow of money. You're in the flow of your passion. Passion does not equal money. I'm sorry. They lied to y'all, okay? They lied to you. Passion does not equal money. What is someone worth $250 million or $1 billion supposed to tell you on stage? Right? When you say, Mr. Gates, so give us advice of how you did it. What is he supposed to say? Well, I'm smarter than you. No, that's probably, you know, that's probably not fair. Should he say, well, I learned programming, you didn't? No, you can't say that either, right? So what is he supposed to say? Well, just follow your passion. Please know that these people have media training. Follow your passion. Follow your passion is the worst advice I hear in hypermodernity or postmodernism, which is the time in which you live now. Your passion does not equal money. You need a second for that as well. All right, I'm gonna push it harder then. So, let me push it harder because I know you are rejecting what I'm saying. Because you remember, I said this the other day, or maybe sometime this week. You're not rejecting me. You ain't mad at me. I ain't did nothing to you. You ain't mad at my confidence. I mean, you ain't insecure. It's your programming activating. For one, I don't look like your teacher. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not European enough or Asian enough. Okay, because the two fields that I dominate and disrupt are either dominated by Asians or Europeans. And I don't look like that, so you already have cognitive dissonance should your programming kick in that way. Secondly, I'm young. That's gonna kick in your cognitive dissonance as well. You understand what I'm saying? But remember, pretty much every device or technology you use today was invented by a 20-year-old. Like, let's just face it. The stuff that has changed the world was invented by a bunch of 20-year-olds. Bill Gates, you're on a computer. He wasn't even old enough to drink. Well, let's just face it that way. So let's go back. Passion is not what you should be following. You should be following your customers' passions, not yours. That made a whole lot of sense.
Yes, it did.
It made a whole lot of sense. You should be following your customers' passions. And if your customer is passionate about a problem, like, oh my God, fix this stupid thing, you most certainly should be following that. Don't follow your passions, follow your customers' passions. So the next time you hear somebody say, follow your passions, just look at them and know that they're lying to you. They're not lying to you, but there's something to you. They're telling you not even half the story. don't listen to someone on stage and not respect that they're getting ready to upsell you in the last 5 minutes, which they should sell from the stage. And then there's a whole system behind them that's going to go to work. That's what you should be listening to. Forget the 45 minute keynote. Listen to that last 5 minutes of how they sell from the stage and watch their teamwork. And that's who you should follow. I feel like this is the greatest thing that I've said in 2021 thus far. Don't forget the keynote. Anybody can do a keynote. Phil and Susan can take the worst keynoters on planet Earth and let you slay the stage with a keynote. You understand? Anybody can do a keynote. But once you leave that stage, that system behind you, that's your new mentor. Yeah, hear what I'm saying? That's your mentor. Because the system is going to pay you, not the keynote. Know that while I've talked for 18 minutes, two paychecks have come through that I'm not there at. In a garden I haven't sown in. Which leads me to the point I'm trying to make, that I get lost. What I'm telling y'all is, don't follow your passion. The reason I brought up Mexit is because Mexit Conference has nothing to do with my passions. Has everything to do with me listening to all y'all passions and how much you have complained or said, this excites me. Am I making some sense? Here's what's going to happen. And I say, oh my God, Mexico was so awesome. Oh my God, I can't believe we got this. This is a great place to be. And you're going to have a few Steves that are going to go, yo, I think for the first time, I am right at the beginning of the new Apple. Remember that I said that. 10 years from now, we'll have this conversation again. Law, let me hear from you.
Question. Since that term is constantly going around, you know, follow your passions, and of course we know that it doesn't lead to money or what have you. What should you then say? Like, what is something that I can say as a counter that can actually inspire someone to actually go forth and make money instead of just focusing on their passion?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I really don't know. I know I just like when I accidentally said follow your customers' passions. I didn't plan on saying that. It felt good to me when it came out my mouth. So that might be a good counter. You know, that might be a good counter. Don't follow your passions, follow your customers' passions. And you can make it up. You can say you made it up. Right? Doesn't matter to me.
Okay, I like
that's what
that.
I would do. That's, yeah, that absolutely. Better. Absolutely. Absolutely. Go ahead, Phil.
Customers to tell you where to go to.
Well, how can your passion solve the customer's problem or help them take advantage of an opportunity?
Absolutely. More eloquently said. It is not, listen, some of you, how many of you, let's take my two 20 plus military veterans. They had a passion for leading, for sure. There's no way, even if they didn't like to lead, they have much of a choice. Because if you stay in the Army, once you get that first little yellow tick, the 3-year stripe, at that point, they're going to force you to do something. They're going to force you to do something. Ain't nobody trying to be a specialist, an E4, depending on your military service, an 8-year E4. That is almost disrespectful. You, that is disrespectful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You would be looked down upon in a terrible way. That's for sure. So there, no doubt. So they had a passion for leadership. That's not going to pay you much money. It'll get you 100% disability. So now you're getting $4,000 a month or what, you know, whatever it is. That's cool. You know, get you that. Now, how do we take this passion for leadership and make money with it? All right. You take the passion for leadership and then you start listening to customers. What they're talking about. And then they say something like, well, Darren, I just hate that I don't know what to do after the Army. Uh-oh. His ears go, uh-huh. Really? You hate that, don't you? Anybody else out here hate it? Oh, yeah. The whole left side of the Army hate it. All right, then. Good. Well, maybe I should lead y'all from where you hate to where you want to be. And then he puts that up in five segments. Sells it as one package. Has monthly subscriptions on the front end and a high-end product on the back end that costs $50,000. Now he's a freaking millionaire because he turned his leading into a system. Because I led you out of your, I led you from escape to ecstasy. I just made that up, by the way. Okay. There you go. It's just that simple. So don't run out here and be like, ooh, I like to lead. No, that's not enough. Okay, that's just not enough. It doesn't. Or some of you, let me. I'm a stereotype. So some of you women, you're good with kids. Can't stand them. Grace, still do. Can I get an amen over there? Can you just
amen?
Okay, amen. All right. You're real good with kids. They can't stand them. You know, like, ooh, you so cute. Now go back to your mama.
That's it.
You know, go back to your mama. Some of you baby boomers are real good with kids, but these damn grandkids need to go back home, don't they? All right. So just because you're good at something doesn't mean you're supposed to be doing it. There's a word for that. It's called a hobby. Something you're good at that you don't enjoy doing every day, that's a hobby.
That's it, really.
That's a hobby. It's a hobby. Hobbies don't pay, right? Hobbies don't pay. I have a hobby of slicing golf balls into the water. I am terrible at golf.
That is not a hobby. You're just terrible.
I am terrible. I'm awkward. My hips don't move right. And then I'm trying to baseball swing it. Take me golfing and record me. You will go viral. I promise you. You will go viral because they're going to laugh at me. Now, once you get to the green, which takes me, you know, eight swings on a 3 par. So anyone knows golf, all right, so that's terrible, y'all. That's 3 par means that I'm just supposed to take 3 shots.
Okay.
I'm 5 over.
Yeah.
I'm 5 over just to get it. But once I get to the green, I know how to putt very well.
Oh, that's just math for you.
It's just math. And guess where all my first dates were? Putt golf. This kind of makes some sense here, you know. This kind of makes some sense. Right? It just makes some sense. It's math, it's a little geometry, a little putt golf, and I ain't really got to do much moving. I just gotta not be too strong with, you know, with the putting. All of that stuff is passionate or hobby, but don't follow that crap. Okay. So to conclude the next year point, know that when you see it, it'll make far more sense. Put the Mexican link back out there. It'll make far more sense for y'all when you receive Mexican and you see everything that's going to happen. You need to say, well, just know that I'm coming for who I consider is my competition. I consider Google as my competition, nobody else. I don't have any other competitors. There's no other competitors but Google. No matter what it looks like, no matter what I tell you, I get on stage and Yeah, sell you some confetti. No, 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 no. I am. Let's look at Google Alphabet. And then you have the main product of Google, the search. And then you have 27 free products that they should have charged you for. And then you have 5 products that have over 1 billion users. Everybody follow me so far? You know, I just get Android, Google search engine, Google Voice. You know, it's some products that got over 1 billion users apiece. Let's look at ATS. You have the parent company, ATS, the main Google search, ATS Business University, a bunch of free products you should be charged for, and 5 products going after over 1 billion users. You don't know most of these products, but you're going to find out at Mexit. And you should respect that Vibin is one of them. All right, so I've done all I can, Jerry. Somebody's going to go, this is what he's talking about. But, you know, it's going to be like, you know, 2 years too late. I've done all I can to give you, it's me. In fact, let's give you one more so you can take it away. Find a monopoly. Now, don't tell the government that Google's a monopoly, okay? Don't tell them. Find a monopoly and then find what you know how to do. Y'all get it? And then listen only to your customers. Look at what I said. I didn't say do what that monopoly does. Because if I do what Google does, then I can't make my move until they win, which always keeps me in a losing position, doesn't it? I don't know what it's pointing for. I'm making it up as I go. I'm just giving away secrets, right? She's looking for a title for this. We'll call it Formula for Antonio-ness. I don't know. There you go. Yeah, make it up. I'm making this stuff up. I'm not making up what I'm doing. I'm just making. So I have a book coming out. I got a couple of books. I'm writing 2 books at one time. Well, no, I just finished. We got Sorry I'm Streaming. Sorry I'm Streaming tells y'all about how I built my own Netflix. You're sitting in my own Netflix right now. Okay. And then the follow-up to that book, and they both come out about the same time. The follow-up to that book is The World Is Mine. And the subtitle is long. How I Built My Own General Electric, Disney Plus, Viacom, Fox News, blah, 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 whatever. Right? Basically, how I built a media empire, which you're sitting inside of now. What if I told y'all right now that Antonio's secret, you should steal this, is that every day, or let's say month, every month, 2.4 million people tune in to get their news and direction from me. Pause. Pay close attention to what I just said, because I'm finna move on. I'm acting like I ain't never said this before. Okay? Somebody say that one more time on a private message. What if I told you that Antonio's secret, my secret is, every month, more than 2.4 million people in more than 100 countries tune in nearly every day to get their news and their next moves from me. That
I do.
So no doubt that is part of what I'm building. You understand what I'm saying? Remember that, because you become nearly unstoppable when you become the direction of the masses. I don't know what else to say. Let's move on now. Ken W. Johnson. Woo! I'm going to bring him to the microphone. Now, I was supposed to cancel the Wednesday meeting. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad I did not. I went out there by myself, made the team stay back. And something amazing happened. Is Abby on too? Okay, no worries. Ken, actually, you know what? Y'all play along with me first before I get Ken to come. Let's have some fun. Want to have some fun here real quick?
Man, do we get to ride in the Maserati?
Ah,
that would be fun.
That would be fun. I showed pictures of Maserati to somebody yesterday. Let's see. Where you go? Hold on. Think, stop. Think and grow rich. Three.
I'm not a huge Maserati guy, but man, they are pretty.
They are. They sure are. Yeah. I wasn't one either until I bought one. Think and grow rich and 3 feet from gold store. All right, I want everybody to pay attention to something. I did not know this. Grace, we're gonna need your reading voice, okay? I did not know this. And to Hein, as a matter of fact, you know, I'm gonna make the rest of the call about this. I'm gonna make the rest of the call about this. Yeah, give me a second. Let me see if there's the actual story. Nope. Okay, it's not the actual story. No, I'm not. Forget the rest of my agenda. Let's see. I think, let's see. Jerry expects something from us today. We just knocked it out the way. Okay. Expect an email from us today. Does he know what I'm talking about? Let me mute my mic real quick.
My expector. I'm expecting a lot.
I know that's right. Good stuff, then. Good stuff. Yes. Let me find a story quick. I'm going to tell y'all something that I don't ever want you to forget. Here we go. Outstanding. Sanders, I need you to read all this, okay? Not yet, though. Okay. There's a keynote by Apple. Steve Jobs. Keynote by Steve Jobs at Stanford commencement speech, and he says how he accidentally founded Apple and how Apple was founded by a dropout, yet he is doing a commencement speech to graduates. He says something so powerful in this speech, and please hear me because I don't care nothing else. Like, I'm literally disbanding my meeting. Something happened so cold yesterday. I need y'all to catch this. This man says, you can't connect the dots moving forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. Give me a second. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Here, you put these scissors up too. I feel like I'm finna stab myself. All right, give me a second. Here's YouTube. Steve. I got so many tabs open. Steve Jobs can't connect the dots. This is very important. I would not cancel my meeting.
Reed College at that time offered perhaps the best calligraphy instruction in the country. Throughout the campus, every poster, every label on every drawer was beautifully hand calligraphed. Because I had dropped out and didn't have to take the normal classes, I decided to take a calligraphy class to learn how to do this. I learned about serif and sans serif typefaces, about varying the amount of space between different letter combinations, about what makes great typography great. It was beautiful, historical, artistically subtle in a way that science can't capture, and I found it fascinating. None of this had even a hope of any practical application in my life. But 10 years later, when we were designing the first Macintosh computer, it all came back to me. And we designed it all into the Mac. It was the first computer with beautiful typography. If I had never dropped in on that single course in college, the Mac would have never had multiple typefaces or proportionally spaced fonts. And since Windows just copied the Mac, it's likely that no personal computer would have them. If I had never dropped out, I would have never dropped in on that calligraphy class, and personal computers might not have the wonderful typography that they do. Of course, it was impossible to connect the dots looking forward when I was in college, but it was very, very clear looking backwards 10 years later. Again, you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something, your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever, because believing that the dots will connect down the road will give you the confidence to follow your heart, even when it leads you off the well-worn path, and that will make all the difference.
Let me stop it right there. I get chills every time
I watch that, because I know that's one of the last things he did before he died. And I know that he actually had cancer during that time. It was in remission. He had announced it there, but then it came right back. Now, so the way I process that information, I'm listening to some of the last words of a dying man. Right after he dropped, right after he does this speech, he releases the iPhone and changed the world forever. And he says, if you don't know, the iPhone changed the world forever. There'd be no Galaxy, there'd be no, the iPhone is a smart, the smartphone is a supercomputer operated by your thumb. They used to think the supercomputer would be a myth when Phil was growing up. By the time Phil got to 25, the supercomputer was real, but it was the size of 15 rooms. And you needed to have ice cubes and dry ice just to keep it cool. You understand? Now the supercomputer comes in various sizes. It's incredible. It's incredible. It makes no sense. It makes no sense that this has more equal processing power as a space shuttle. That's incredible. We're holding rockets. It's incredible. That makes no sense. And how did he say he got there? He dropped out of school and didn't know what to do, was bored, and he took a calligraphy class. Then 10 years later, all that knowledge came, calligraphy, you know, writing, mm-hmm. all that. The reason we type on computers so well and got text messages, the way it looks spaciously, you know there's a difference between what it looks like on a typewriter and what it looks like on a computer. Mm-hmm. You know there's a difference, don't you? Mm-hmm. All right? Came from a dropout who illegally attended a class. But you can't tell that that kid or that class would change the world, because you can't connect the dots moving forward. It is only when the dots have been completely connected, you have victory or something, and then you turn around and you look back and you see all this had a plan and a purpose. Which brings us to yesterday and Ken Johnson. The coronavirus is getting terrible. I see my man Hassan is wrapped up right now. Corona proof. You understand what I'm saying? He just corona proof. He just gotta have it. And I'm gonna tell you, it's not even getting terrible. This is what we reap what we sow. We're not in no second wave of the coronavirus. To let the media tell you all that, this is still the first wave. That's just science. John Hopkins in February 2020 told y'all that 50 to 75% of cases were undiagnosed. So if you see 10,000 cases, there are 50 to 75 more people undiagnosed due to lack of testing and the 14-day incubation period. So all you're seeing is the thesis of that research play out true. You ain't seen a second wave. if you want to say it's the second wave, then it's this new two mutated strands. There you go. You understand what I'm saying? And so I had to face a decision. Weekly meetings is coming up. We every time we have a meeting on Wednesday, there is 100% sign up rate. 100%. And the people are, in fact, Jerry, it's just something about getting in front of me. I'm not sure what it is, but you know what I'm talking about though, right? Something. And it, absolutely. It just keeps happening over and over, right? And I was supposed to cancel yesterday. And I told you, Deanna said we should cancel. She was right. And I told everybody Monday, I'll think about it. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I know for sure we'll go for Wednesday. I need some more data. Well, then Tuesday, what I didn't tell you is my sister, I have a half sister. Well, she's from my sister, but she lives in Dallas. She got coronavirus. You understand what I'm saying? So now I'm thinking, all right, and she's 20. She's like 20, 25, 24, 25. So I'm thinking to myself, okay. Okay, that might be a sign. So I told nobody, none of y'all can go. Ken's gonna be there.
Take it as a sign. Deanna, I'm with you.
No doubt.
Just be safe.
Oh, no doubt. See, I already had everything shut down for a year. Like, I shut everything down in February last year. I'm pretty sciencey. I'm a developer, for God's sakes. I do computer science. Why would I not agree with other science? You hear the stuff saying? It doesn't make sense. Now, I told everybody, I'll go myself, because a leader, if anybody gonna be in danger, it should be me. That's what I told them. So just be quiet. Y'all gonna take it. It'd be all right. And I did. Of course, Deanna came, but she stayed in the office. She finally, got off the thing, and she stayed in the office, did great work. So it was just me and Ken. And from there, I'll stop talking. Ken, you got the floor.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Antonio.
Yes, sir.
Well, I tell you what, we had a great time. Well, listen, I had, and of course I was gonna be okay with whatever decision you make, because I'm built like that. But we had a great time. I sold a gentleman, he's one of my clients. He bought a couple of vehicles from me, and he's Nigerian. And so he came in and bought another one of my Land Rovers the other day. And we were sitting there talking, and he mentioned to me that he had some issues with his credit, which of course I knew his credit score. So I told him, I said, well, what do you want to do about it? Because I have a mentor who started a 600 club that I think you should look into. And of course, he lit up like a Christmas tree. And I said, by the way, he's going to be at my office tomorrow night. I think you should be there. And I texted him the information, and sure enough, he came and he brought his lovely wife. And I made the introduction to him and Antonio, because I knew what kind of guy he was, just about how he first came and purchased his first vehicle. You know, he drove his Phantom Rolls Royce and told me he was a pastor. And in fact, he prayed for me in the middle of the dealership, and everybody thought I was praying for him. I thought I was telling Antonio about that. That was kind of funny. But he's a good guy. And so last night I invited one of the guys who's in ATS, and then another young man who's trying to start a business, and this family that Antonio's speaking about.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
So we talked, and his wife sat in the receptionist area at first, and then he came into the conference room, and I invited her in, but she sat there. He told me later that his intention was to listen for 5 minutes and leave. But then at the end of the conversation of listening to Antonio,
a 2-hour end of the conversation.
Yes, sir. And then he told me, he said, man, I don't normally get involved with multi-level marketing and stuff like that. I said, yeah, me neither. I said, but this is something about this guy. He's unique. And I said, yeah, he's definitely unique. And I said, he said, man, I want to be a part of whatever you guys are doing, after he got some more explanation. Well, long story short, he's heavily involved in Nigeria. Of course, that's where he's from. And then he's involved heavily with the religious community here. But he told Antonio on about 6 or 7 occasions, he said, I want to be a millionaire in America, just like you. And so long story short, he's now part of the ATS family. He's bringing about 5 or 6 individuals to tonight to meet again with Antonio, with the purpose of getting them all signed up and doing some great things. He has his own edifice where he wants to hold and do some. And his wife finally came in the room, guys, and she sat at the end of the table. And it was funny because they kind of like was over talking each other. And then she asked Antonio, what is your business? And you know you can't ask Antonio a question, not get an answer. So she sat there and she asked her questions. And then from listening to her and to him, she, of course, got more input and insight on what we're all about. And so her brains went to clicking, because Antonio, being Antonio, gave her some gems on how to work their printing business. And so, man, it was awesome. And those of you all who are listening, those of you all who've been with Antonio way longer than me, you know you don't have to blow smoke up his butt. You just call it and tell it the way it is. The guy he does what he do. And one thing about it is, like, I share with him continually now that I'm getting to learn him and work with him, because that's who I am. I'm coachable. I don't care. Age is not a number. Like I told him, this is business, and he's spitting out stuff to a 56-year-old guy who have made money, but yet and still I'm still learning from a 39-year-old guy who look like he's from Ghana.
Yeah. So, right, man. Appreciate you. We had a good time. Yes, no, go ahead. Yes. Thank you, kid. Woo-hoo. Thank you. Now, he's a millionaire in Nigeria, has lost millions in America, has a strong passion to be a millionaire in America. We have been knocking at the door of Nigeria for a year and a half. I have a whole plan for Nigeria. He rises up in the middle of me talking and say, you know what? I got people in Nigeria that we can take this to, and I'm ready to get started right now. Do you understand? Okay. At that point, it stopped. It changed. The conversation changed from me giving out $1 million advice to us having a multi-million-dollar conversation. Now, if you're new,
right,
yes, yes. Now, if you're new here, we're not an MLM. I just created a marketing arm, a company called Rakeza, to give y'all money, right? The whole company is designed to give 90% of my wealth away. Now, somebody sent me a message, so I'm going to address this message and finish what I'm doing right now. I'm going to wrap it all up in here. If you are fantastic, and you in part of all sort of fantastic stuff, and that blesses you, stay. Good job. Ain't nothing wrong with your life. There you go. Right? Good job. Got nothing else for you. Here we do group economics. Let me tell you what I had to tell the millionaire guy yesterday. I built Rakesa to give 90% of my wealth away. I don't draw a salary from Rakesa. You're not here because I need your money. Whether you are here or not, I'm going to be good. And my kids going to be good. And they kids going to be good. I got three generations locked up as well. I'm here now to give away 90% of my wealth. But I'm not the only person doing it. There's a whole billionaire pledge of people doing the same thing. I just choose to give it to regular people, especially people who are chocolatey like me. Because ain't nobody giving us nothing. Do you understand what I'm saying? They're not, it's the truth. So process this information. Everybody knows here it's about group economics. I've created a network to where the group can rise together and swap money 17 to 18 times so you can be a multimillionaire, not just me. Everything I've built is invite only. Why? Because if you go to Darren, that means every time you Darren's person upgrades, Darren just get paid for it. Imagine if Verizon Wireless told you, LaWanda, you know what? Every time you do something, every single time you pay your bill, we're going to give you 50% of all the revenue. And every time they pay their bill, we're going to give you 50%. You have to process information as it is. There are plenty of places. There's no such thing as mistakes. None of y'all need me. Do you understand? No, you don't. And none of you have ever made a mistake in your life. You may have taken longer roads to get to your whatever you're trying to get to, but you haven't made a mistake. I'm not here to act like your favorite politician and tell you that if you don't come here, then you ain't gonna make it nowhere else. You're gonna make it. God will be with you always. You could be dumb, make a dumb decision, go to jail. God gonna show up in that cell. He showed up for me in the cell. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can sleep with the wrong person. God's going to be right there. Same thing. You can sleep with Bathsheba and kill her husband. God's still going to be right there. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm just telling you. So ain't no mistakes. But there's a reason why I brought up this 3 feet from gold, because I was supposed to cancel last night. Now I have Phil, you between Phil and Grace, y'all gonna have to do the leadership class tonight. You and Phil. And you can do it over time collapsing, or I can send you the chapter, whichever one you want to do. It's up to y'all. Okay? Because I want to go meet with these people and put these other Nigerians in. And then guess what's gonna happen? All of America is going to now be able to benefit from opening up a new country, Nigeria. Not paying attention. That is $100 million exchange of cash. I'm giving away half of it away. Yeah, and I'm giving it away to you. Now, if your group does that, go with your group. If your group don't do that, stay open. I don't know what to tell you. It doesn't matter to me what you do, because you can't make no mistakes. What matters is that you find like-minded people and y'all rise together, because at the foot of the cross is what Grace would say, everybody's equal. Renita, let me hear from you, and I'll tell you why I brought up 3 feet from gold.
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up, because I actually have a colleague that I talked to a couple of days ago about ATS. She's another PhDer, and by nature, we are researchers, you know. And so she was researching, and she's like, well, I found this other company I'm going with called The Lonely Entrepreneur. So I went on their website last night, and The Lonely Entrepreneur, they gave a free membership for anyone that was a member of Black Enterprise. A Black Entrepreneur. So she ended up getting it for free. However, normally it's $99 a month subscription. That $99 a month subscription gave you 320 videos, 1 hour a week with people from the organization, not the CEO, people from the organization, you know, 1 hour a week. And again, and I didn't debate it. I just said, you know, good. I say, well, hey, maybe we can compare notes one day, but I love where I am and I'm getting fed, and I get fed every day. I get fed every day by Antonio, you know, by, you know, the person himself sharing knowledge on how he got to where he is. So thank you. I love it. But when you mention what you mentioned, it shows me that, and again, and she's another brown woman, you know, as myself, again, PhD. Now she's younger. I mean, I'm 58 years old. Well, yeah, I'm 58. I'll be 59 in September. So she's like 42, 43. I know I forget sometimes. I lie for like so long about my age. So I'm sorry. So, but it showed me, well, two things. One, and again, you have, just like Antonio, what you said about people not wanting to follow because of the color of your skin. So you're telling me that you would rather go someplace and pay $100 a month, even though, yeah, you got it free now. And as of yesterday, that free ended. And versus someone where you can get, I mean, 320 videos versus what's in your university. I'm like, oh my God. You know, and I'm like, seriously, you know, so that just goes to show you again what we talked about a couple of days ago when you talked about that mentality that we have. And so I wanted to share that, and you actually brought it up, spoke it up. So, hey, I had to put it out there because that was just God's work. Thank you.
No doubt. Stuff figure every month. We got over 2,000 classes and hell over 20,000, but that's not even, listen, I ain't even comparing. Y'all do what you got to do. You understand what I'm saying? You go where you got to go. You do what you got to do. This ain't even a class. If you learned something, you learned something in a boring meeting with me directing the team.
Yes.
And if you ain't paying, that's like the culture around here. I don't know who paying. I don't, because we give away 30,000 scholarships. That doesn't matter to me. But this is what I want to tell you. I was supposed to cancel that meeting. Grace, read this from a man, Hassan, because I feel this energy. I like it too. I'm not even looking at the screen. I can just feel it go. Read this so I can conclude this meeting. You can start right here. One of the most.
One of the most common causes of failure is the habit of quitting when one is overtaken by temporary defeat. Every person is guilty of this mistake at one time or another. An uncle of R.U. Darby was caught by the gold fever in the gold rush days and went west to dig and grow rich. He had never heard that more gold has been mined from the brains of men than has ever been taken from the earth. He staked the claim and went to work with pick and shovel. The going was hard, but his lust for gold was definite. After weeks of labor, he was rewarded by the discovery of the shining ore. He needed machinery to bring the ore to the surface. Quietly, he covered up the mine, retraced his footsteps to his home in Williamsburg, Maryland, told his relatives and a few neighbors of the strike. They got together money for the needed machinery, had it shipped. The uncle and Darby went back to work the mine. The first car of ore was mined and shipped to a smelter. The returns proved they had one of the richest mines in Colorado. A few more cars of that ore would clear the deck. Then would come the big killing in profit. Down went the drill, up with the hopes of Darby and uncle. Then something happened. The vein of gold ore disappeared. They had come to the end of the rainbow, and the pot of gold was no longer there. They drilled on, desperately trying to pick up the vein again, all to no avail. Finally, they decided to quit. They sold the machinery to a junk man for a few hundred dollars and took the train back home. Some junk men are dumb, but not this one. He called in a mining engineer to look at the mine and do a little calculating. The engineer advised that the project had failed because the owners were not familiar with fault lines. His calculations showed that the vein would be found just 3 feet from where the Darbys had stopped drilling. That is exactly where it was found. The junk man took millions of dollars in ore from the mine because he knew enough to seek expert counsel before giving up. Most of the money which went into the machinery was procured through the efforts of R.U. Darby.
Now,
the end of the story is the uncle who lost recoups his millions. He never forgets his lessons, goes to the insurance, gets it all over again. No problem doing door-to-door insurance. Now, pay attention to what I want to tell you. By all scientific reasoning, I was supposed to cancel that meeting. By all leadership reasoning, I was supposed to cancel that meeting. I had already canceled the meeting for a year and February to January, so 11 months. And that meeting makes me no money. And I do that meeting for free. And it's completely inconvenient to my life. I need y'all to keep listening. It's 60 miles away from where I live through Houston traffic. In order for me to get there on time, I have to show up 2 hours early. It messes up my diet. It messes up it messes up everything but my mood. Do you understand what I'm saying? And on top of that, I gotta wear a damn mask all day because I ain't in the office no more. So now for 2 to 5 hours, I'm in the mask. The meeting actually cost the company money, even though Mr. Ken is not making us pay. Still cost me money between the food, the resource, and the gas needed to be spent. Plus, I'm no longer working in that money-making capacity. And my time on planet Earth is about $525,000 an hour. So doing that meeting from 4 to 10, I didn't get home to midnight last night. Midnight to talk to 3 people. I need you to paint this picture. Talk to 3 people. And everything in me told me cancel that meeting. Well, everything outside of me. But like I told Deanna, I said, it's Ken. He's working too hard. And he's doing too well. There's no way that I can cancel because he ain't scared. And we got everybody in there safe. And it ain't 50 people in there. It's 3. It's 3 in a whole 100-foot room on a 30-foot table. Spaced out. I say to myself, man, it's got to be something. It's got to be something that I can do. So I say, you know what I'll do? I'll just make up new rules. No longer a meeting. I'm going to just sit here and talk to anybody who want to talk for as long as they want to talk. In a 2014 book, I wrote, treat people like they're the most important thing you've done all day. And that's what I did. And you hear my next words very well. I've got my second largest fan base is in Nigeria. My second largest fan base. I have Abby and Damali with connections to Nigeria
and wants to be a millionaire. None of this stuff makes me money. I need y'all to know, every time I do Rickeza, it does not make me money. It actually takes 90% of my money. Do y'all understand? And the other 10% goes to operations. I'm literally helping y'all for free. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. So you can judge me. I don't know what to tell you. You just go do some push-ups somewhere if you have an opinion. I don't know what to tell you. Every single time I do it. And I was supposed to stop. And just that morning, Deanna was upset with me. Was you upset with me? You go ahead and sit on the microphone.
Yes, I was, because I disagreed with his decision. So I told him just be extra careful. And that's when how I really felt came out.
Absolutely. The answer to your question, Ashley, iPhone, is I'm always waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, not because I wanted to, just my childhood plus basic training formation started at 4 a.m. and my body got used to it. Oh, I've always just done more at 3 o'clock in the morning. I just saw her question in chat. Now I have to go sign up. Now this guy is doing meetings and wants to fill a room with 200 Nigerians. I know right where they at. He got his own conference. He just built this whole church in Nigeria, this whole thing. And this man told me something that gave me chills, Jerome. He told me, he said, listen, I wanted to leave, but I couldn't stop. Your inner being kept me here. So I just sat there. And I wanted to listen to the real you. Listen, if y'all know me, I ain't trying to press nobody. Go ahead, Phil.
Your inner being has kept us all here.
Wow. Amen to that. I ain't trying to press nobody. I was just answering questions. I gave all, like, as usual, I gave all the information away, Tyrell. I ain't hide nothing. I said, look, do this. You don't need me. Do this, you don't need me. You ain't never got to do this either. This is what you do. I laid it all out, 12 steps. I talked to them from 7 to 11. We didn't leave there to 11, no, 10, 37 or something like that. When we got in the car, GPS said, you'll be home at 11:17. All I did was serve those people and fooled around. And I mentioned, he had no idea. I mentioned him. And I had to think now, I said, listen, I'm standing up now because a guy asked me a question. Now I got to stand up because his question was way too difficult for me to answer sitting down. I'm standing up and I tell him, I say, listen, I can hear an African accent. I tell you, let me tell you something. I got no plans on retiring in America. I don't know if y'all know this, but I don't. I don't. First off, why? Secondly, I could do what I want. I said, I got plans on retiring in Ghana. And his eyes lit up. That's what it is. His kids to him, his eyes lit up. That's why kids said that they got the last year. He says, you look like a Ghanaian. You act like you act like what, which makes sense because I love Ghana. And I tell him, I'm assuming you're from somewhere in Northeast Africa because I deal with so many international people. I can pick up accents now and pretty much know where you are in the world. He was impressed again, said, Nigeria. And eyes just lit up. I don't know what I'm saying. I remember, I guess Ken could have said he was from Nigeria, but I wasn't paying attention. I was paying attention more to his name. He said, hey, this is this man's name. I don't know where he's from. I'm trying to remember his name so I don't forget it the next time I talk to him, right? I'm trying to remember Jacoby name. I'm trying to remember Mike name. I'm trying to remember his name, right? Jacoby Mike Gregg. I'm trying to remember all these names. He's Dr. Gregg. All right, let me address him properly. You understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to remember your name. Forget where you're from. I need your name. Had I quit? When I told him, I said, listen, only thing I'm missing in Nigeria, and he was talking. He didn't bring up Nigeria. I pulled up my notes. And I showed him my notes and my goal, the plan I got for Nigeria written out. I wrote the plan 2 years ago. I wrote the plan 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? I wrote the plan 2 years ago and then told him my problem is I don't have strong leadership in Nigeria. And he sat up. I'm your guy. Yeah, I missed it. Maurice, you
want to say? That's
amazing. Yeah, man, I'm trying. It wasn't.
He gonna need help, Antonio.
Listen.
I'm just saying.
He gonna need plenty.
That's all I gotta say.
Plenty.
I'm just saying. Yeah, I just want to make sure you know he need help. Yeah. I'm just saying.
So the next question he asked me is, are you willing to fly to Nigeria? So we can go right now. I tell y'all, I joke with y'all all the time. The people who disagree with me can't afford to take a flight and argue with me. I tell you that all the time. They disagree, but can't afford to catch a flight and tell me how you feel. You can't do that. We can go to Nigeria right now, sir. Book a flight right now. There's nothing. You got no problem. I already told him, it's got nothing. This is what I'm trying to communicate to y'all. There's some stuff that I need to do. I'm not doing, if it ever says Rikaza, you need to know that has nothing to do with my profit. Yeah, I don't make money from Rikaza. I'm making from ATS Business Generation, but that ain't where I got rich at. I got rich from programming. There are some things behind the scenes that happen that I get paid for every day. And it came from my little fingers. That's where it came from. There's a system behind me that I monetize, not me. It's the system. But had I quit, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm about to do next. So what is that? I don't care nothing about whatever you think it is. I understand that if I get United Kingdom rolling, if I get, and I'm gonna show you, I'm gonna pull up the real note. And I hope everybody here, I hope all y'all here have a good day. I hope anybody here who is skeptical, pay attention. And I hope anybody here who's supportive, continue to pay attention. I'm going to show you stuff you ain't supposed to see. Here's my real note. It's called Money Go. Here is not, this man, eyes lit up when he saw Nigeria sitting right here. I wasn't playing with y'all, man. My immediate plan for Nigeria is to get $499,000 a month. Nigeria at an average ticket price. Okay, so you're getting the point, right? You're getting the point. To launch after 10,000 paying customers, right? You know, like we're talking, it's right here, man. Ain't nobody playing with you. I'm telling you what it is. You ain't supposed to be saying this. Now check this out. Here is America, he's not a king, and here's India. Don't worry about it, I'll break it down for you. I'm saying 1.25 million customers in India paying an average ticket price of $7.65. is $9.5 million a month, which is $114 million a year. Listen, I hope y'all, I don't know who your mentor is, and God bless your mentor. I'm so glad you got him. This is something I'm trying to do. America, 1.25 again, average ticket price $35, which comes out to $525 million a year and $43.75 million a month. United Kingdom, same numbers, which equals a grand total of $1.164 billion a year. All of this, you don't know about it, is technology. I'm not gonna tell you what it is. Just know that all this has something to do with programming, which is another 16.8 million, 168 million, and 1.6 billion, which equals 3.28 billion. Now you hear me, hold on, let me send a message to somebody real quick. I'm gonna make this very personal. I'm gonna send a message. I want to send a message to somebody real quick.
And check your message and let me know that answer. Make this very personal. All right. You listen to me. Here's the punchline. I don't give a damn about money. Everybody who follows me long enough knows that I'm going to go get $100 billion to build a resource-based economy to where money does not need to be existing no more. Anybody who follows me knows me that. I'm not here to take from your world. I'm here to change it. So let's process this information for a second. Every dime that I make is so I can build a building like Apple's new building in a city that you walk in, get your food, walk out. There's no reason to have a job because money doesn't exist. It's called the resource-based economy. I'm not the only person trying to do it. There's a person named Jacques Fresco trying to do the same thing. All my money is designed to buy a city in Texas and then buy the surrounding cities and then redevelop that city to where the citizens don't need money. I don't know nothing about your mentor or your groups. I can just tell you, this is me. So process this information. Money is stupid. It is. And capitalism is fantastic and extremely flawed. And no matter what y'all do, I'm still going to get richer. It makes no sense that the coronavirus tripled my income. Not my income. I don't make income. Tripled my profit and my net worth by 2,076%. That is disrespectful. Antonio, how did it increase? Because I own everything. I didn't do nothing. Everybody around me dying, and I'm getting richer. That's a problem. 40,000 children dying a day. And I'm damn near a billionaire. That's a problem. It's a problem. It's exactly why my company addresses world hunger and addresses student loan debt crisis. This doesn't make sense. So let me show you the money go. Because this is a 3 feet from gold. I need Nigeria. I need India. I need everybody outside of America because Asia Pacific is growing internet faster than everybody else. In order for me to get to $3.2 billion, that's cash, that's not net worth, I only need 6,940,000 more customers. That is it. That's it. There's my goal. This has no choice but to happen to me because it is a definite written out plan. If you don't know nothing about that, just look at Think and Grow Rich, it'll tell you something about it. Now you listening to me well. Here's how my system is designed. Is everybody listening? Everything you see here, every single thing you see here, y'all, every single thing you see here is Rakeza. That is not ATS. They missed the whole damn thing, Grace. I did all that talk. They missed Antonio. The whole thing, Jerome.
Yes, Antonio. Sir. It's done, it's done, it's done.
There it is. If you didn't catch that, let me help you catch it. All that money y'all see, 50% automatically go back to the people following me, and another 30% automatically go back to the people following me, and 10% stays to keep the system going, and another 10% goes back to the people following me. Every arrogant thing you think I just said was a whole conversation about Jerome and his family. So the next time you see me, and I ain't the only one now. Mark Zuckerberg's doing the same thing. Bill Gates, everybody doing the same.
Jeff Bezos' ex-wife just dropped $4 billion, mostly to historical Black colleges and universities. Mm-hmm. Just did that 6 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Now I'm not defending myself, because I don't give a shit what y'all think. Y'all don't know if you understand that, okay? I don't. Everybody know that about me. I'm not defending myself. I'm defending 3 feet from goal. Had I quit, cancel that meeting. See, y'all, I think about Tanya's husband more than y'all know. The burden that I got every day I see Jerome, you know what I think about? His wife, not him.
Thank you, Antonio.
Very welcome. You don't even know that I done behind the scenes struck a deal with Jerry that's gonna have Jerry super straight. Am I lying, Jerry?
No lie, no lie. We're gonna change the world.
The whole world. There's nothing I do for me, sugar. I don't need to. God's been good to me. This is about law now. It's about Jerron. Jerron shouldn't get to 25 with a job. That boy's too talented and everybody loves him too much. Mm-hmm. You is not supposed to have somebody like Jerron working in some kitchen somewhere. Mm-hmm. He is supposed to be on stage telling people, showing people through actions that young folk got their head on right. Mm-hmm. I do this so Adrian can stop being misunderstood. Y'all understand what I'm saying? So do this. I challenge y'all, if I'm ending, if you out here getting ready to quit, don't. If you doubt me of this, keep on doing that. You're not who I'm looking for, and I don't give a damn. I don't. I only need 6,940,000 people like Phil and Jerry and Deanna. Do you understand what I'm saying? You give me 3 Dauds, I'll speed this up 15 times faster. I don't need y'all. I need like-minded people. Give me 2 Ashleys. Give me an Ashley Patrick and a Tyranny. That's all I need. That's all I need. So my challenge to you is very simple. You got an option. You can quit, or you can go consult experts, find that fault line, and get that goal that you deserve. As for me, I had to weigh my options. Did I think Ken was worth coronavirus? The answer was obviously yes. That's the realest thing I said this year. That was my decision. My decision was based on Ken and what I thought of him. Go ahead, Phil.
You showed up.
And 90% of success is showing up. Every dollar, I'm gonna show you again. I hope it hurt you every time you see it. Because all this is y'all money. Every dime of it. But 90% of it. Sorry, not every dime. You can't eat the whole field and expect the field to produce more fruit, right? Can't be every dime. You understand? It's got to be 90% of the dimes. That's y'all money. Don't, you ain't got to believe me. If you've been paid by ATS in any capacity, could you unmute your mic, raise your hand, and say something? It's that simple.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Broke Asia.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's simple.
All you gotta do is post.
Yeah. The boy almost made me cuss. And it just makes sense. It just makes sense. It's just, listen, but I'm not, and I cannot stress this to you enough. I am not the only person doing this. The universe is correcting itself. I just happen to be one of the leaders of that correction. The universe has decided. I'm not finna let Jerome be a Walmart greeter. I'm trying, think what you want. But I'm telling you, you're in a different age. The universe is not asleep. And if you think I'm started, I ain't got started yet. I have strategically kept what I have done private and will continue to do so for about 35 more days. It's all part of the plan. Pretty soon, you're going to see plenty. I've already been approached by Apple TV. Yeah, at this point, people know I'm changing the world. So you might as well understand that you're here because you're supposed to be, and I ain't the only one. There's somebody else holding another meeting like me right now with a bunch of weird people that's getting ready to change this world. The universe is correcting itself. And trust me, I am not important. My very last words, and you hear me well, and some of y'all ain't finna like what I'm gonna say. I'm just telling you right now. Jesus was not that important. He didn't like that. It's inflammatory on purpose. The disciples were.
Come on, sir. Set it up right now.
Jesus was not that important. The disciples were. I will die like everybody else before me. But it will be you that pick this up and change the world. That's the only purpose of someone like me. You have, history has shown y'all that anybody who has ever looked like me, acted like me, had the power as me and the influence as me, all of us have died in the revolution that we started. Prove me wrong.
Preach, bro, preach.
I'm not the important person here. I will die doing this. There's no, you can't tell me that history ain't shown you this. Pick one, Gandhi, Muhammad, Alexander the Great, it don't matter. It doesn't matter. All of us die before we see the end of the revolution. I have no intentions on being any different. No. I know, I'm just talking to Phil right now. I know when I'm going to die, and I've already chosen how I'm going to do so. Only he gonna get that, all right? Or maybe Jerry and Deanna now. All right, when? And when I'm gonna do so, how I'm gonna do it. I'm not important. Adrian is. Latrice, Jerron, Maurice. Why do you think I know six languages? You think that's normal? That's not even normal. That doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even make sense. Come on, y'all. Some of this stuff is like right before you, and you still saying, what manner of man is this? Let me make some sense. Do yourself a favor. Accept your discipleship role, because you are far more important than me. Last words on you, Phil.
You've been with me so long, and you still don't get it. Think about it. Did he have a great product? Could Lazarus have written him a testimonial letter? Could you see Jesus's next brochure? Before, after. Number two, who was his boss? God was his boss. Now, some of our bosses may think they're God. He had the real thing. Number three, he chose his staff. He handpicked the 12. How many of us get to pick the people we work with? They sit them next to us. We got to work with them. And last, did he have a great strategic plan? He had the ultimate strategic plan. So he had a great product. He had a great boss. He had a great staff. He had a great plan. And they still weren't getting the program. So no matter how good it is that we have that we're going to offer the world, is the world going to get it the first time? Or the 10th time? Or the 27th time? Or the 56th time, or the 89th time. So we all need to be patient on one side of the coin, and we all need to be persistent on the other side of the coin.
There it is. Y'all.
Amen.
Are the people going to change the world? I just started it. And every single thing I do is for the people who follow me. Why do you think I tell y'all, for me and don't give me credit? I don't need the credit. I ain't came here for the credit. I came here for the correction of Gaia. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plant better. You can dominate. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you later.
Love you.
Very welcome. We'll see you at 11 for the esoteric call, which that's going to be crazy. God bless all of you. And then we'll see y'all at 6:30 with Grace and Phil teaching whatever they're going to teach tonight. Appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good one. God bless you. We'll see you later.
Love you.
Love you more.
God bless you too, Antonio.
Appreciate you, man.
You guys. All right, be safe.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody, I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic, $22 an hour with paid training, and I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well, 48 job positions, $22 an hour. Paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True, but it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter, and that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends,
soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.